Ashley Blankenship has two school-aged children in Athens, Ohio. One attends the Beacon School for Children with Developmental Disabilities in Athens. When the state announced school closures, she says her biggest concern was losing access to the services and education for her two boys. Her son Peyton receives multiple types of therapy at Beacon and isn't able to access those resources while the school is closed.
Obviously, yes, we do have concerns about this lapse in his therapy time. He receives speech therapy, OT, PT. You know, he's made a lot of progress.
Blankenship says they're finding ways to occupy their time and continue their children's education with online resources. In Kentucky, many school districts are heeding Governor Andy Beshear's call to close, which means parents who are still working need to find childcare. Mike Hammonds is vice president of advocacy at Learn and Grow, a nonprofit in northern Kentucky that provides childcare. The nonprofit is asking the state if it can take on more children to accommodate working parents. Hammond says he's worried about what would happen to child care providers if Beshear orders any of them to close.
I mean, if they close, that could really hurt child care providers, especially some of the smaller providers. If they have to close for any length of time, it could bankrupt their child care centers.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice announced on Friday that all public schools there will be closing.
And that is a breeding ground. We know that, and they can go right straight back and go to their grandparents or whatever it may be and cause a real life problem.
Justice says the state is ready to take care of at-risk kids and those who could go hungry without school lunches. There's an effort across the Ohio Valley to provide some meals for children while schools are closed. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel.